I'm Jessica Trute, and this is Short Take, a German Films podcast. The Cologne-based freelance screenwriter Anne Nolting was born in 1972 and studied theater, film, and television studies, as well as German and political science in Marburg and Cologne. From 2000 to 2006, he completed several writing scholarships and further qualifications. Anna wrote the screenplays for the feature films Truth or Dare, Salami Aleikum, Die Mamba, 300 Worte Deutsch, The Red Band Society, The Beginning, and Moonbound. Together with his colleague Jan-Martin Schaaf, he has also written numerous scripts for television and streaming series, including Wilsberg, Weinberg, The Red Band Society, Tatort, Rampensau, Barbarians, and Wild Republic. The series and films Arne has worked on have received several awards, including the German Television Award in the category Best Series in 2016 and 2017 for The Red Band Society. In 2018, Moonbound was awarded the German Animation Screenplay Prize at the Stuttgart International Festival of Animated Film. Barbarians, for which Arne wrote the screenplay, achieved a reach record for non-English language Netflix series with its first season. A full 37 million households worldwide watched the action-packed story about the battle between Romans and Germanic tribes. My colleague Christine Harrisser talked to Arne via Zoom for this interview.
Hi Arne, thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current state of mind or mood in three words?
Struggling for optimism, maybe.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Writing, of course, reading, being with my family, being with friends, sleeping, running, drinking, eating. Watching lots of series, of course.
Okay. What is your guilty pleasure?
Frozen pizza.
Oh my God.
It's very unhealthy.
Well, I mean, it's a guilty pleasure after all. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be a film-related or writing job. It can be anything.
Yeah, but it is, because it's the job I'm doing right now for 20 years. It's writing. That's what I always wanted to do, and I'm actually doing, and I'm happy so, day by day.
That sounds perfect. What do you most cherish in your friendships?
Maybe celebrating the things that connect me with my friends, like humor, interest, shared experiences, and I think accepting each other's faults.
Who are your real-life heroes?
There are a lot of people I admire, actually, but I think I have problems with the term hero. That should be for stories only.
If you weren't a writer, what would you be?
I have no idea, honestly.
Well, you kind of answered that earlier, so you have your perfect job. Which real-life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
This is something I guess a lot of people share. It's I would like to fly. Not like levitating, but more like flying with wings, like an eagle. And maybe that would help me with my eyes, my short-sightedness as well.
Okay. Well, what is the last book you read?
Actually, I'm reading a novel called Stan by John Connelly, and it's about the life and the friendship of Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. Very funny, very sad, and I like it so far.
Okay. Oh, I have to check that out.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting world, so with a silent movie of the 30s, and it's a very good novel.
Which brings us to, do you have any favorite literary heroes or heroines?
If it means a literary character, then I think, and I told this story to my son a few days ago, then I think it's Baron von Münchhausen, der Lügenbaron. And it's not because he is a liar, which I'm hopefully not, but because he's a real storyteller who shapes and twists reality in so many funny and imaginative ways.
What's the last movie or TV series that you saw?
The last series was The Crown on Netflix, which I liked very much. And parallel to that, I watched the Lego Ninjago series with my 6-year-old son. And it's great. It's about a bunch of ninjas fighting evil in a world made of Lego.
Okay.
the ninjas themselves, they consist of Lego as well. And it's great stuff.
It sounds like you certainly had fun watching it with your son. What is your favorite German film or series? And it can be one of your own. That's perfectly okay here.
Oh, that would be too much self-praise. I can't do that. The last time I answered this question with Kir Royale, and I really like it, and I should watch it again.
Yeah, that is a great series. What is the last podcast you heard?
Actually, I never listen to podcasts. It's just not my thing. Maybe I should start, but I never do that.
I can relate. I start on and off, and then I have phases where I listen to like 5, 6, 7 in a row, and then suddenly it's over.
You need a perfect time for that, like driving car or something. Mm-hmm. But I like to read and I like to watch, and I never got to listen to podcasts so far.
And there's only so much time in a day, so that's the other thing. Which trait do you most like in yourself?
Yeah, that's hard to answer without falling into self-praise or something like that. So what I really like and what really helps me for my daily life is my, I would say, ability to escape reality by imagination.
Well, take that. Which trait do you dislike most in yourself?
That is much easier, I think. It's maybe my laziness, cowardice, craziness. I don't know. My problems to cope with daily life. And my self-pity, obviously.
Okay. What is the last thing you regret and why?
It gets tougher and tougher, so...
Let me just slide in there and say, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can just be a small thing.
Okay, the very last thing I regret is answering the previous question way too detailed. I should have spared that for my therapist, I guess.
Fair enough. Which random thing makes you happy?
I would say sunshine, which is... I know it's a bit cheesy, but you know, that's what I'm really hoping for.
We're almost to the end.
Okay.
Do you have a life motto?
No.
Okay. Which brings us to the last question, which is a tiny bit psychological. How would you like to be remembered?
Yeah, that's like a gravestone answer is needed. Okay, it's like he did not have a life motto, but he had a life. So full of wonders and love and friendship. And he tried to be kind most of the time. Maybe something like this.
I think that sounds pretty good. And that's it. Thank you so much for being here today and for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Short Take is produced by Jessica Trute on behalf of German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about Arne's work, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes and help us get the word out, like, comment, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.